بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, He has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for Him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فِي الْقُرَانِ الْكَرِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُّتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد As to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillah who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us to be Muslim, and Alhamdulillah who blessed us to come here today for the remembrance of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, brothers and sisters in Islam, the topic for today's khutbah is going to be a reminder for us about how we should try to get the most out of the month of Ramadan. Try to get the most out of the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, if Allah blesses us to see Ramadan next week, brothers and sisters, we need to make it our mission, our goal, to get as much good as we can out of this month of Ramadan. Because wallahi, none of us know if this might be our last Ramadan. Think of all the brothers and sisters who we buried this past year, and their last Ramadan was behind them. One of these days, our last Ramadan is going to be behind us, and we may not even know it. So if Allah blesses us to see this month of Ramadan that's coming, brothers and sisters, please try to get as much out of it as you can. Ramadan is not just about giving up the food and the drink and the relations with your spouse. Ramadan is our chance to send something huge forward for the day when we're going to be standing in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِّبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِّبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَأَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ This is the ayah that all of us know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you. Like a doctor prescribes medicine for the sick person. And wallahi, all of us are sick. All of us, we're sick in our Islam. And Allah says fasting has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you so that you may become from the people who have the taqwa of Allah. Have the taqwa of Allah, the consciousness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, all of us know that we're in need of the month of Ramadan. All of us know that compared to how we were maybe last year during Ramadan, our Islam has slowly come down little by little by little. How many of us were still praying Qiyamul Layl? How many of us were still praying tahajjud? How many of us were still reading the Quran like we were during Ramadan? How many of us are still controlling our nafs like we were during Ramadan? And this is why we need Ramadan year after year. Ramadan is our chance to get back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is our chance to focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because each and every one of us are going to be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow. Ramadan is our chance to send something forward, something good, that's going to help us when we're standing there tomorrow. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan is the month of tawbah for us. It's the month of repentance. It's the month of turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Allah to forgive us for all the bad things that we've done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincere tawbah. Make sincere repentance to Allah. And all of us probably stand in need of making tawbah to Allah. Brothers and sisters, just look back at this past year that's gone behind us. Think about all the times that we disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about the many times we fell short. We didn't do the things that we should be doing as Muslims. How many of us, we miss Salat? How many of us, we backbit people? We talk bad about the people. How many of us, we fell into haram deeds? All of us stand in need of making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters. And Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, he said that this ayat where Allah says, make sincere tawbah. It means that it's the tawbah where you're sincere. And in your heart, you have no intention of going back to doing that bad thing again. This is the type of tawbah that we have to make, brothers and sisters. And one of the beautiful qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's al-Ghaffar. Al-Ghaffar. Al-Ghaffar, it means the person, the one who forgives the people time after time after time. But Al-Ghaffar, it has this beautiful meaning too. It's the one that veils the people. It veils the people or puts a covering over the people between them and the sin that they commit. Brothers and sisters, think back. Think about all the bad things that we do. And perhaps the only one that knows about it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, this is from the rahmah of Allah. This is from the mercy of Allah that we don't know the bad things that we do. This is from the mercy of Allah that He puts a cover between us and the bad things that we do. And Allah doesn't expose us. Brothers and sisters, we should be thankful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wanted to, He could expose us. Just like you see the people being exposed every single day. Look how the people, that they get exposed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people, they walk around like they're important. They're this and that. And then Allah exposes them for the fahisha that they do. Wallahi, that could be us. And it's only from the mercy of Allah that He hasn't done that to us. So brothers and sisters, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincere tawbah. Make it your intention to stop doing the sins. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan is the month of Qiyamul Layl. Standing up, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Man kama Ramadan an imana wahtisaban, ghufir Allahu ma taqaddama min dambi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, whosoever stands up during Ramadan with sincere faith and hope, hoping the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping the mercy and the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah said, all his past sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. All of his past sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us, we have all kinds of sins that we're carrying forward into Yawmul Qiyamah? How many of us, we stand in need of lightening our load, getting this off of us? Brothers and sisters, one of the beautiful characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah is al-afu, al-afu. Al-afu, that means the one who blots out, erases the sin. It's not there anymore. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, let's turn back to Allah. Ramadan, 30 days. 30 days of standing up for maybe an hour and a half at night. And look at the reward that we get. Allah will wipe away our sins. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, please. Please, I encourage you. Stand up for Qiyamul Layl during Ramadan. Stand up for Salatul Tarawiyah. All of us, we know it's going to be in the middle of the summer. And our days are going to be long. And it's going to be hot. And we're going to be thirsty. And we're going to be tired. But brothers and sisters, remember Yawmul Qiyamah. Remember the day when we won't be able to sit down. Remember the day when we won't be able to take a rest. Remember the day when there's no shade except under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stand up. Stand up for Qiyamul Layl during Ramadan, brothers and sisters. And of course, during Ramadan, inshallah, we'll have Salatul Tarawiyah every night. Brothers and sisters, please come to the masjid. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan is the month of the Qur'an. The month of the Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has connected the month of Ramadan with the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, شَهْرُ رَمَدَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the meaning of which the month of Ramadan, the month of Ramadan in which the Qur'an was revealed, in which the Qur'an was sent down as a guidance, hidayah for us, for mankind. And in it are the clear proofs for guidance and for al-Furqan. Brothers and sisters, the Qur'an is our guide through this life. The Qur'an is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's instruction manual for us for how to be successful. Brothers and sisters, during the month of Ramadan, read the Qur'an. Connect with the Qur'an. In the Qur'an, we'll find everything that we need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhan nas kad ja'atkum maw'idatun min rabbikum wa shifa'un lima fi sudur wa hudan wa rahmatun lil mu'minin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O mankind, there has come to you a good advice from your Lord. This is a good advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in it is a cure for what's wrong in your hearts. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows that our hearts, they're sick. This is the reality, our hearts are sick. If our hearts weren't sick, we wouldn't commit the fahisha. If our hearts weren't sick, we wouldn't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in the Quran is a shifa, is a cure for what's wrong with our hearts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's a guidance and a mercy for the mu'mineen, for the believers. May Allah make us from the mu'mineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِدَالِكَ فَلْيَفْرَهُ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Allah says about the Quran, in the bounty of Allah, and the Quran is the bounty, it's the blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, and in the bounty of Allah, let them rejoice. Be grateful, be happy for this mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, it's better than anything that they collect. It's better than anything that they amass from this dunya. Ibn Kathir, rahmatullahi, he said that the people, they're so busy collecting the remnants of this dunya, the leftovers of this dunya. Everything that's in this dunya is the leftovers. If today we live on a piece of property, that used to belong to somebody else. If today we have wealth, that used to be somebody else's wealth. Everything that we have is just the leftovers of this dunya. Tomorrow we're going to leave, and whatever we leave behind is going to go to somebody else. It's going to be leftovers for them. So brothers and sisters, let's connect with the Quran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be from the people who leave the Quran on the shelf. And maybe during Ramadan they read it a little bit, then they put it back on the shelf. Don't be from those people, brothers and sisters. Be from the people who read the Quran and they're affected by it. Be from the people who read the Quran and they act upon it. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan is the month of giving sadaqah, fi sabilillah, spending for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Bukhari has related an Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma qal, kana nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajwada nas. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said that Rasulullah was the most generous of men. The most generous of men. Rasulullah was always giving for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, وَأَجْوَدُ مَا يَقُونُ فِي رَمَضَانِ. And during the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah became even more generous. He gave even more. He spent even more for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, during the month of Ramadan, make it your intention. Every day, give something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if it's just a dollar. Every day during the month of Ramadan, give something fi sabilillah for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give it while you can. Because tomorrow if we leave behind $30,000, that $30,000 goes to somebody else. That $30,000 is not helping us. The only wealth that's going to help us is whatever we spend for the sake of Allah, while we still can. Brothers and sisters, right now there's a family that's in need in Wilmington. This family, they ran into some hard times. The father, he got cut back hours on his job, and so they can't pay the rent this month. So inshallah, between us and the brothers at the other masjid, we're trying to collect $950 so that this family can pay their rent for the month. Brothers and sisters, before you leave this masjid, give something for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't wait until next week when Ramadan starts. Wallahi, none of us know if we're going to be here next week. Give something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. Let's take this burden off of this Muslim family. If today all of us, we have what we need, we've got a roof over our head, we've got clothes on our back, we got food to eat, wallahi, tomorrow can change like that. If you have all those things, we should be grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should want for our brothers and sisters what we want for ourselves. How many of us would like to be in that situation, not knowing how you're going to pay the rent? So brothers and sisters, please, before you leave today, in the pink box that I'm going to have there, give something for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, اِتَّقُمْ نَارًا وَلَوْ بِشِكْفِ تَمْرَةٍ. Rasulullah said, put a shield between you and the hellfire. Put a shield between you and the hellfire. Even if it's by giving half a day. Half a day, if that's all you can give it for the sake of Allah. Let this be a shield between us and the hellfire tomorrow. So brothers, please give. Give today and give during the month of Ramadan, inshallah. Brothers, as I said, I encourage you during the month of Ramadan, make it your intention right now that every day I'm going to give something for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if it's just dates. If you bring dates to the masjid, give something every day during the month of Ramadan, inshallah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be generous like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yaqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfiru li wa lakum. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, Yawm al-Qiyamah is not that far away from us. Yawm al-Qiyamah is not that far away from us. Yawm al-Qiyamah is a heartbeat away. We're a heartbeat away from Yawm al-Qiyamah. How long does it take to die? An instant. And we'll be in the Akhirah. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan is our chance to send something forward that's going to help us when we're standing there in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow. And brothers and sisters, we need to try as much as we can. Try as hard as you can to do as many good things as you can during the month of Ramadan. Don't let it be just about the food and the drink. And after that, khalas, you think you're done. If that's going to be our attitude, we're cheating ourselves. Brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan is about tarbiyah. It's about training. It's about controlling our nafs. How many of us, we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we can't control our nafs? We can't control our desires. And so we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is our chance to train, to get stronger, so that we can control our nafs. Imam Bukhari has related, an Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu, anni nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man lam yada qawla zuri, والأمل به والجهل. Rasulullah said, whosoever does not give up the bad words, the lies, the cussing, the bad actions, whoever doesn't give that up, Rasulullah said, فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَجَّةٌ أَنْ يَدَأَ تَآمَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. Rasulullah said, whosoever does not give up the bad actions, the bad behavior, the bad deeds, then Allah is not in need of him giving up his food and a drink. You may as well go ahead and eat and drink if you're not going to control your nafs. If you're not going to give up the bad actions. How many of us, we use bad words? Don't put your hands up. How many of us, we use bad language? How many of us remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said that when a person uses a bad word, when a bad word comes out of his mouth, the angels, they go a mile away from him. A mile away from him. Because of the bad smell that comes out with that bad language. How many of us, we know that ghiba, backbiting, is haram. And yet and still we do it. We get on the phone, we spend hours on the phone talking about people. So and so did this, such and such did this. SubhanAllah, we know it's haram and yet we do it. How many of us, we treat the people badly? We hurt people's feelings and we don't care. And the people, they might even tell you, you know, you hurt my feelings, why'd you say that? It's nothing. SubhanAllah, what's wrong with us? On Yawm al-Qiyamah, that person's going to be standing in front of Allah saying, oh Allah, so-and-so, he did this to me. What will we say then? So brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan is our month for tarbiyah, for training, for learning to control ourselves when we don't have the shaitan on our back, when it's just us. So brothers and sisters, please, let's control our nafs. Let's control our behavior during the month of Ramadan. When the month of Ramadan ends, we should be better Muslims than we were when the month of Ramadan started. If the month of Ramadan ends and we go back to being bad Muslims, then there's something wrong with us. Brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan is the month for controlling our tongues. Our tongues. During the month of Ramadan, we're controlling what goes in, right? No food, no drink. But how many of us are going to control what comes out? The bad words, the lies, the gossip. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, fayaqul khayran aw liyasmut." All of us know this hadith. Rasulullah said, whosoever believes in Allah and in the last day, let him say the good word, or keep silent. Brothers and sisters, during the month of Ramadan, let's work on controlling what comes out of our mouths. Let's work on controlling what comes out of our mouths. Like I said, we're controlling what goes in. Let's control what comes out. Upon occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was with Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhum. And he gave some nasiha to Mu'adh. And he said, "Oh Mu'adh, watch what you say. Watch the words that come out of your mouth." And Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, are we going to be questioned about the words that we say? It's not actions, just the words that we say." Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah said, "Takilatka ummuka ya Mu'adh." He said, may your mother lose you, O Mu'adh. This is an expression that if your mother loses you, you're done. Halas, it's a done deal. You're a loser. So Rasulullah said, may your mother lose you, ya Mu'adh. He said, "Wahal yaqubu an-nasa ala wujuhihim fi an-nari illa hasa'idul al-sinatihim." He said, "Is there anything else that will have the people thrown into Jahannam on their faces except for what they harvest from their tongues?" SubhanAllah, look at the words of Rasulullah. Except for what they harvest because of their tongues. Everybody knows the expression in English, you reap what you sow. If you plant something, that's what you're going to get. If you plant something in the ground, you're going to get only whatever you planted. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, is there anything that throws the people into the hellfire except for what they set forward, except for what they planted with their tongues? And this is what they get back. May Allah help us to guard our tongues. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan is the month for feeding the hungry. All of us are going to be hungry during Ramadan. Ramadan is the month for feeding the hungry. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is so generous to us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man fattara sa'iman kana lahu mithlu ajrihi ghayra annahu la yanqusu min ajri sa'imil shay'an." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever feeds a hungry person, whoever feeds the fasting person during the month of Ramadan, that person who fed the fasting person, he's going to have the same reward as the person that fasted, without anything being taken away from the first person that fasted. SubhanAllah. This is from the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives us a chance to get even more rewards during Ramadan. Bismillah ta'ala, all of us will be fasting. But how about if you can get the reward of everybody else that's fasting as well? And all you got to do is give them something to break their fast. Feed them during the month of Ramadan, brothers and sisters. There's still 2 days that are open on the iftar sign-up sheet. 2 opportunities left for anybody to feed their brothers and sisters during the month of Ramadan. And look at the reward that you can get. So brothers and sisters, I encourage you, feed your brothers and sisters for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And feed them with what's good. Feed them the good things. You give away what's the best of what you have. Don't give away the leftovers. Give away the best that you have for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you can't do the iftar, it's only $275. If you can't do that, alhamdulillah, bring something to the masjid. Bring some milk, bring some dates, bring something, anything, for your brothers and sisters to break their fast. They've been fasting all day for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give them something to eat for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, as I said, don't let this Ramadan come and go like the past Ramadans. All of us know that in the past, we fell short, perhaps, of what we wanted to do during the month of Ramadan. How many of us, we started out intending to pray Salatul Tarawiyah, and maybe we prayed a few days, but then that was it. How many of us, we intended to read the Quran every day, and after the first few days, we got tired? How many of us, we intended to do good, recite the Quran during Ramadan, and after the first few days, you know, that was it. Now we just wanted to get through it. Brothers and sisters, as I said, one of these days, our last Ramadan is going to be behind us. One of these days, our last Ramadan is going to be behind us. So, bismillah, if Allah blesses us to see this month of Ramadan that's coming, make it your intention right now that you're going to try your hardest to do as much good as you can, to take as much good forward with you for your meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow. And inshallah, as I bring this khutbah to a close, I just want to remind us with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of this, we might say, well, what's in it for me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us what's in it for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِي فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَةً. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, the person who gets his book in his right hand from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you get your book in your right hand, this is good. This is a good sign. Allah says the person who gets his book in his right hand on Yawm al-Qiyamah, he's going to be happy. And he's going to say to the people here, read my book. Read my book. Why? Because he's happy of what's in that book. What he sent forward. And Allah says, إِنِّي ذَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَةً. This person, he will say, verily, I knew for certain I was going to meet this meeting. I was going to meet this accounting. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةً. And he will be in a life, a well-pleasing life. He's going to be in the best life. Wallahi, tomorrow, there's only two destinations, brothers and sisters. There's the Nar and there's Jannah. May Allah make us from the people who make it to Jannah. This person, that's the best thing. Is there anything better than being in Jannah? And this person that gets his book in his right hand, that's where he's going to be. Fi jannatin aliyah, in raised up gardens. Qutufuha daniyah, and there's going to be fruits for him right there. Today we're going to be hungry during Ramadan. Tomorrow we're going to have the best fruits. Anything that we want, it's going to be right there within arm's reach. And then it's going to be said to this person that fasted during the hot days of Ramadan, this person who sacrificed and he controlled himself, this person who stood up during Ramadan for Salatul Tarawih, this person who gave his wealth, fi sabilillah, is going to be said to him, Kulu washrabu haniyam bima aslaftum fil ayyamil khaliyah. It's going to be said to him, eat and drink today. Eat and drink whatever you want because of what you sent forward in the days gone by. Because of what you set forward in the days that have already gone by. Brothers and sisters, these are the days that are going to be behind us one day. These are the days that we have the opportunity to send something forward. So that inshallah on Yawm al-Qiyamah we'll get our books in the right hand. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us to see the month of Ramadan. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to make the most of this beautiful opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do as much good as we can during the month of Ramadan. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give